Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, evening storms possible with occasional overnight rain, a low of 44. The Racine Public Library's mobile library was damaged in a three-vehicle accident at the intersection of Marquette and State Streets at about noon today. The crash, which is under investigation, also involved an SUV that reportedly was going the wrong way on Marquette and a pickup truck. Library Director Jessica McPhail says she doesn't yet know the extent of damage done to the bookmobile.
We have no idea. It was just towed a couple hours ago to the garage, and they'll be doing the assessment and let us know.
She said no one on the bookmobile was injured.
I was very thankful that our staff was uninjured. There was somebody injured in the accident, and I hope he's okay.
A passenger in the pickup was transported to Wheaton Franciscan Emergency for a checkup. McPhail urges patrons who use the bookmobile to check with the library for information. The Kenosha Police and Fire Commission made it official this morning, voting unanimously to appoint Dan Miskinis as the city's next police chief. Miskinis has been with the Kenosha Police Department since 1996, serving as deputy chief since February of 2012. At this morning's meeting, Mayor Keith Bosman praised the commission's efforts during the search for a new chief. Noting the commission also approved the appointments of 11 new probationary firefighters, Bosman said he believes Kenosha is in good hands.
Without protective services, we're nowhere. I don't know. Parks could be great or the streets could be great, but without people feeling safe in the community, none of the rest matters.
Miskinis will take over for Chief John Morrissey, who announced last year he would retire effective April 20th. Bosman will also be leaving city service that day, deciding not to run for re-election this spring. The Racine Common Council meeting tonight at 7 o'clock starts with a pair of public hearings on ordinance proposals, the second being the rezoning of six parcels along Water Street for the Machinery Row project along the Root River. During the recent Plan Commission meeting, Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski mentioned additional flex development overlay being used as the project actually starts to move forward.
Now we're saying that the project needs to commence within 24 months of approval. Just the sheer scale of this, we've added 24 months to it just to accommodate the necessity of there's utilities need to be designed, stormwater management, all those things.
A resolution on the use supplement will be voted on by the council later at the meeting tonight. Other agenda items include a resolution on the transformation of a former church into a catering banquet lodging facility at 2219 Washington Avenue. The Committee of the Whole's recommendation to reconsider the CVS rezoning that was rejected last year, and a resolution opposing extension of disastrous U.S. trade policies. An almost $54,000 Department of Veterans Affairs grant has been presented to the Racine County town of Dover to help offset some of the costs of Kansas fire rescue responders going to the Southern Wisconsin Center complex, which includes the Veterans Home along with special needs residences and a correction facility. In making the presentation personally, State Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokos noted that roughly 40% of the department's calls are to the state's properties, with almost 80% being rescue responses. He suggested it's a thank you for helping take care of Wisconsin veterans, which the fire chief indicated will help pay the estimated $175,000 cost of a new rescue squad to replace one that's showing its age after almost 20 years. A man in his early 60s was pulled out of a burning home Monday night across the street from Kenosha's Frank Elementary School. Neighbors spotted the flames and smoke, ran over, and two men forced their way inside to get the victim out, who had minor injuries. The first fire units on scene reported heavy smoke and flames on the first floor at 1811 57th Street. More personnel and equipment requested by the battalion chief. All mutual aid was also requested from the South Shore and Bristol fire departments to cover the stations vacated by the units from those facilities. The Racine fire bells also provided relief to the crews. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Milwaukee Police Department will be investigating the shooting of a suspect by Brown Deer Police in response to an unruly passenger aboard a county transit bus. The suspect began harassing the driver with derogatory language, according to transit system officials, so the driver got the attention of nearby officers. They removed the man from the bus, and it was after that point the man was shot. He remains hospitalized while the two Brown Deer officers were treated for non-gunshot injuries and released. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.